This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Subculture Club with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
May I have your attention, please?
All right.
Here we go again.
Where did you find that? Some kid back in town?
The volume.
Ah! Rhythm of full of culture, y'all.
Oh, yeah, that's yep. It. Subculture Club right here on FUBAR with Hugh Joseph with you. And we have the very lovely Rich Hardesty filling in for Michael Payne.
Hello again. How you doing?
He is away this week. He's on tour with Doc Brown. He will be back next week.
But, wow.
Rich Hardesty, thank you so much, my man.
Don't worry. No problem at all.
You're a lovely man.
I've tried to fit in. I've worn my sort of more urban jacket today.
Perfect.
You can't. Maybe you can see it on the webcam, but it's a Adidas Rasta jacket, which... Whenever I wear this, people always stop me and ask me if I want any weed. Yo, bro, I don't want any weed. No, I'm just trying to look cool.
That deals with me all the time. I get stopped all the time and asked.
Really? Yeah. You've got that face.
Well, yeah.
He needs drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do it to people too. Yeah. I stop them.
And you always say, yes, I would like some, please.
Please. I'll have 20 of your drugs. We've got a great show coming up today. We've got the Lucy McCormick for Triple Threat, which is coming to Soho Theatre. She is going to be joining us at around about 2:30 today. And then, of course, the wonderful Kelly Jade.
Yes.
Will be in the studio with her weird as fuck news. And then Happiness are going to be joining us in the studio at about 3:30 p.m. to do a live thing for us.
Good. That should be upbeat.
And of course, as always, tons of weird subculture stuff coming up. Sub of the day today has been picked by you. We'll jump into that later.
Has?
You're picking sub of the day today as a treat, aren't you?
Am I?
Weird subculture?
I didn't know that.
Good. Okay, great.
Okay. Yes, I am. 100%. And that's why I've done it. And I'm just going to get out of my bag right now in the song.
I might have just made this all up in my head. I do like making stuff up in my head.
Okay.
All right, cool. We're going to jump into Music Makes Me Weak. Michael Payne normally does this, but you have picked two songs.
Yes. What's up first? Which is my first one? Or can I choose it now?
Yeah, I think it's if you want. I mean,
okay.
We're going to play it up next, though. We will play it up next.
Okay.
But it's you've got a couple of. I'm looking at them now. I'm not going to spoil it.
Okay.
But they're great.
They're good, aren't they?
Like you.
Oh man,
they're great.
I'm a music maestro.
Coming up next as well. I do just very quickly need to tell you something rather extraordinary that happened to me in Spain.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Tell you what, it's actually mind blowing.
Oh, my mind's ready to be blown.
Actually, do you know what?
What?
I tell you what, Rich, there's actually been quite a lot of weird shit happening to me lately.
That seems like we're going
to attract it.
Yeah, okay. What? You've had a bit of an odd week, have you?
Yeah, I have. I have a bit of an odd life.
Okay.
So we will. I've got quite a few things on the show today that I need to
get off your chest.
Tell you about.
Well, you let them out to Uncle Richie.
Yeah, 100%. Here is Atticus, and the name of this one is These Walls on FUBAR Subculture Club. Hugh and Rich with you.
Touchdown. It's been a long flight. Let me catch my breath now in the cold light, cold stare. In the throwing tight, gotta stand up next to you. Gotta sing this song for you. Ain't what you do to me, where you play with me. I'm still breathing. No, it ain't where you play with me. Those things you say to me, I'm still breathing. No, these walls are pulled down. I'm still alive, but I don't even know how. In the dark, I feel the blood on you now. And I know that I will bring these walls down. You know I'm. In the middle of the night, gotta sleep, stand up to it. Gotta make it right, so I'm free with all my might. Wake up to the sun, but it's too bright. You know it ain't what you do to me, where you play with me. I'm still breathing. You know it ain't what you say to me. Can't you play with me? I'm still breathing. All these walls are pulled down. I'm still alive, but I. I'm still alive, but I don't even know how. In the dark, I feel the blood on you now. And I know that I will bring these walls.
You know I bring these walls down. I'm still alive, but I don't even know how. In the dark, I feel the blood on you.
Man, that was lovely. Like that, Atticus, These Walls from FUBAR, Subculture Club, Hugh and Rich Hardesty filling in for Michael this week.
Yep, again.
My man. Now, we are just about to jump into Music Makes Me Weak, where you've picked a couple of songs.
Yeah, I have indeed.
Something else that happened this week is I was in Spain. That's why I've got a little bit of sun.
Yeah, actually, the first thing I said was, you've changed colour.
Yeah.
Good. Where did you go in Spain?
Went to Mallorca.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was a little island, one of the little islands.
Yeah, I went there when I was a kid, actually. And, had some weird experience with... Yeah.
With what? This could go
anywhere. I can't sit down a bit and then to pull out, can I? Something mad happened where I basically befriended a... Basically, it was a mad story.
Oh, God, this could go anywhere.
Yeah, okay. So, it's one of those things. I've never quite recovered from it. I'm still a little bit... A bit weird around people because I'm like, all from meter. Basically, this is what happened. Met a guy, I was five or something, yeah? And I met this guy called Nick, and we become best friends on holiday with a guy that you meet. And like, we had loads in common, and we were sort of fighting in the pool and playing around and wrestling. And anyway, then I went back to his tent to meet his parents to go and get some Nutella on a baguette. And then his mum went, Nicola? And I went, your mum just called you Nicola? She went, yeah. It was a girl. She had short hair and no breasts. It was a tomboy. I didn't know what was going on. It was like that scene in Fight Club when he goes, I'm Tyler Durden, and he sort of falls back. It's like a five-year-old version of that.
Oh, damn.
And yeah, I'm like, it totally... I was like, but people might think we're... What? You know? And then I had to reevaluate the whole holiday from the perspective of hanging around with a girl. And it was at an age when it wasn't cool to hang around with girls.
Oh, no, yeah, you get cooties.
Yeah, exactly. It was that age. I'm like, people might think we're dating.
Well, that's funnily enough, that's what happened to me. My bizarre, strange thing that happened.
Oh.
Because I've gone to... I go to Spain, as much as I can. You know, I've probably been six or seven times, maybe, in the last couple of years. Which is a lot for me.
It seems
a lot for me. So I've been really trying to touch up on my Spanish and trying to... You know, so I try to, like, wedge my way into, you know... Little conversations and bits and pieces with the locals. So
yeah,
I was at this tapas bar, and there was this absolutely stunning looking Spanish woman. She was so beautiful, and I was like, stuff it, I'm going in. So I strolled up, put my arm in the bar, looked at her, and went, buenas noches, señorita.
Is that Spanish?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And I don't know what it means. I think it's either good morning or hello.
Okay,
Or good night. So it's either good evening or it's good morning.
Okay, fine.
Buenas noches, señorita. So I was just trying to, you know.
You might have gone up to her and said, goodbye, señorita.
She looked at me, quite strange. And she said, are you fucking Australian?
No. You want to be?
She's like, are you a fucking Aussie? What?
Did you go, I'm not Australia. No, me.
Shit.
Me authentic Spaniard.
And I was like, don't worry. I thought you were Spanish.
Forget
see
it.
Ya.
Get into
night.
The bed. Come on, let's go.
Have a good night. And that was it. Unless.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. And you think, wow, who's this exotic beast?
Oh, no.
And you go there, g'day. Oh, bloody hell.
You got a ciggy?
Oh, no. I've got this all wrong. See you later. Hey, this might cue up to the next song, actually.
Oh, yeah. All right, at least I'm into it.
Right, so in that situation, you probably might have wanted to... You might have wanted... Oh, right, is this the queuing it up?
Do you want me to hear it again?
Is that the... what was that?
Check this out.
Music makes me weak.
Oh, clever.
Posh.
Cool. Well, this sort of doesn't... Now it doesn't work, but I was going to say, in that situation, you might have wanted to run away. And this is a song called I Ran by Flock of Seagulls.
So why have you picked this? Because I'm definitely pinching it for my story that happened this week of Run Away.
Okay, well, yours? For this, I was running around trying to pick something, and I was thinking, God, I was trying to call my friend and say, no, I need a good song. And he's like, stop running around. I was like, I ran, that's good. Also, if you think about it, this would be quite a good... national anthem for Iran.
It really, I was literally just thinking that.
It could be, I ran. They could also dance around singing, I ran so far away.
Sorry. This is great. Can you apply this? Because this is like, seems like it could be like theme music for your life. Like, you'd be like, you know, if you're running late. Yeah, song about
I ran. If you've just mugged someone, I ran. A date's gone badly, I ran.
Yeah.
You can't afford a cab, I ran.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. You see someone in the street after you slept with not calling back, I ran.
Feeling things deep inside.
Yeah, I ran. Yeah. Any emotional connection to any other human being? I ran. Yeah. Yeah. That's quite good actually.
Yeah, I like it.
It's definitely a theme for me. Just keep running.
Excellent choice. All right, here we go. Flock of Seagulls.
Forrest Gump, I ran.
I ran. I like that. Good man. All right, and then we'll find out what the next one is up next.
Wicked.
Subculture Club on FUBAR. Excellent choice there, Rich. A Flock of Seagulls.
Thank you very much.
I ran the name of that one. In brackets, so far away. I ran so far away.
So far.
Subculture Club of FUBAR, Hugh and Rich filling in for Michael today. Rich
Thank
Hardesty.
You. Yeah.
Good man. That was a great choice.
Thank you very much. Don't worry about it. Yeah, you might notice a theme that all my songs are a little bit dated.
Oh, I like that.
I've got that whole Peter Pan syndrome where I'm stuck in the past and I can't really move on.
Well, it's a weird one because we're both in our 30s now and it's like you kind of...
It's not good, is it?
Well, when you're in your 30s, it's this weird kind of bracket age where it's like, am I... because you still hang out with people in their early 20s.
Yeah, no, but I go into a bar now and it's like, see, my personality hasn't changed since I was about 12, right? So when I was 12, it was like, that kid's a bit immature. Then I was 18, that guy's a little bit, you know. Then I started hanging around, then you start going out clubbing. So that's where you can mask mental health really easily. That's why I used to do it. Because I used to meet girls. I'd go to a nightclub and they're like, oh my God, it's mad. The next morning I'd wake up and I'm exactly the same.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, that wasn't just stuff you put, that's not narcotics or drunk. Drink. No, it's my personality. Oh my God, get out. Sorry, Jesus Christ.
Need sunglasses just to hear you talk in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
I know exactly what you mean, my brother.
Yeah. Actually, my best friend Andy, he has basically just gone to the doctors last week and it turns out his hearing is damaged and he's in a band, but he says he still thinks that it's me that's damaged his ears with my voice. Because I screech very, very loudly. I've got a very high-pitched sort of... But in my defence, I think I'd be a great leader because apparently, and I researched this, do you know Abraham Lincoln?
I've heard of him, yeah.
Apparently, yeah, quite famous. He's on Bill and Ted. Yeah. So he basically had a very high voice like me, so that's why he did so well, because he used to go to court and White House and whatever, and people would be having an argument, and they'd be like going, order, order, and he'd go, no, listen! And he'd be like, whoa, what the hell was that noise? He'd go, yes, thank you very much! And that's how he got to the top. So
holy shit.
I might squeak my way to the top.
Hey, just before you said Andy, your best friend Andy.
Yeah.
What about if I want to be your best friend?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, he's part-time best friend now. He's got a girlfriend, so, right. You know, I've sort of been lumped to the side.
Oh, well, okay, well, because we've still got, like, well over an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes left to the show.
Think of this as, like, an audition to be my best friend.
That's what I'm thinking. Let's find out more during the show. We'll find out a bit more about Andy.
Yes.
And then I will see what boxes I can tick to try to win.
To beat him. It's like Top Trumps with a new best mate.
100%.
I'll tell you his powers, and you tell me your powers.
Done. Challenge.
Okay, amazing. Challenge. Fantastic.
Like all right, what's song two from Music Makes Me Weak?
Song two is... Imagine if I'd picked song two by Blur. That'd be weird. my second song is... There's
amazing.
A theme here. Last time it was Iran. This is a song called Rush, or by Rush. It's called Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
And again, it just makes me... It gives me... I don't know about you, but basically, as a child, I don't remember any of my own memories. I used to watch a lot of films, and basically, I existed in films, so I'll get sometimes nostalgic for thoughts that are not my own thoughts.
Oh.
So I'll go, oh, I miss that guy. I'll go, hang on a minute, that's not me, that's someone else. That's a guy in a film.
Yeah, it's like people are like, oh, where did you grow up? And you're like, oh, I had such a great time where I grew
Venice
up.
Venice Beach,
had
you know.
Had this beautiful dragon I used to fly around everywhere called Falcor.
Yeah, exactly,
such a nice time in my life.
That was such a good time. I'll never get that back. Hang on a minute!
What?
That was a film I watched once! And I'll get angry at people, I think. Where is that son of a bitch? I think, oh, no, that was a guy from Die Hard. It's fine. Do you know what I mean? He has nothing to do with me. I like to listen to things that put me back.
Brilliant.
There. So this is one of those songs.
Brilliant. Here we go. Song two on Subculture Club, FUBAR.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride. We'll be right back.
good. So wow. good. Rush. Tom Sawyer there wow. on FUBAR. Subculture Club. Hugh and Rich Hardesty filling in for Michael today. We've got the wonderful Lucy McCormick. She is going to join us very, very shortly. She's an excellent comedian. She's probably about 10 minutes away.
Look forward to chatting to her.
Also,
excellent. Where is she now? Do you have like a sort of like live link to where she is, how far she is?
Yep. Yeah, I'm tracking her right now.
Yeah?
Yep. And I think pretty sure she's next door in the green room.
Okay.
She's good.
Do you mean the bar?
The bar, she's in the bar next door. We like to call it the green room, make it sound a bit posher.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Do you know who else is actually a very good comedian? I used to do a show here on FUBAR with, is Doc Brown.
Yes.
He's a great comedian. As I said before, Michael is away as his support act, because Doc has just released a rap album for the first time in 10 years.
I know, he's such a talented swine.
He is.
I don't like people like that.
I know, it's a bit annoying.
Really makes me feel bad about myself.
It is a little bit annoying.
How many rap albums have you had out?
Two and a half.
Do you know how many I've had?
How many?
And it's going to throw you off, because you look at my jacket, you probably think quite a few.
I'd say four max.
Nil.
Nil?
No rap albums for me. No.
I don't believe that for a second.
I mean, I've got a lot to talk about. The mean streets of Harrogate up north. But, unfortunately, I'm just... Maybe when I'm older, I'll release one about the struggles and strifes and stuff like that.
But Doc and Michael's gig last night was in Nottingham. So I went out and met the lads.
Oh, wow.
And hang out, because they were doing the show last night. It was sick.
Sick.
Absolutely killed it.
You're part of the entourage.
Yeah, definitely part of the entourage.
Cool sauce.
It was very fun. Something a little bit weird happened when I got back to my hotel.
With Doc?
Yeah, something a little bit like where I, he didn't text me this morning. That's the first thing that kind of threw me off a bit.
No,
he didn't text me.
He's off.
Go on.
So when I got into my hotel room last night, I found something that I looked at in shock, and I had to back out of the room and go back to reception and go like, you need to come see this.
Right, okay. Was it an animal?
Well, that's what I thought we might do. Do you want to have I'm going to give you a few guesses to see if you can get it.
Okay, I've got to guess what the thing is in your room.
It was tense, my friend. It was so tense.
Was it a dead prostitute? No. Okay.
No.
Was it once alive and now was it dead anything?
Yes. I would say yes.
Okay.
It was definitely once alive, but currently...
Was it a dead spider?
I think so.
Okay.
Nah.
Did you kill it?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I was a little bit tipsy.
Your Honour.
Yeah.
okay, was it... Oh, my God. So, it was once alive?
I think technically, yes, it would have been. I guess technically...
Oh, hang on. Was it like some sort of, like, fur scarf or something? Could you wear it?
No. It was literally enough that I looked at it and went, whoa, that is not right. Going back to reception. I went to reception and I was like, you need to come look at this.
It's not like a sheepskin rug or anything? No. It was once alive and now it's dead. Not a battery.
I think it was. I was like, oh, there's a battery.
There is a dead battery in my room.
Help.
Sweet Jesus.
No.
Okay.
I think we've gone on a... Yeah. Well, I think technically it was once alive.
Okay.
But it was definitely not...
Hang on, let me just think about this. I'm trying to think what you'd get in a hotel room that you wouldn't know. Did it appear in the night, or did you?
I checked in quite late after the gig, so I didn't check in until about maybe 1 a.m. or something like that.
Okay.
So I get in, go into the room, open the room, put the light on, look down on the floor. Lo and behold, my friend, you're not going to believe it. There was blood.
What?
There was blood on the floor, like a big patch of blood and like dribbles of blood, and I'm like, shit, that's not right.
What? How much?
A little bit, like, you know, I don't know, like maybe, I'd say maybe like a
glob?
50p glob.
A 50p glob?
A 50p glob, and then some splatter around it as well.
I'd look if that's what the forensics say. How much is there, officer?
50p glob.
I'd say a 50p glob and a splatter around.
And a splatter.
Right, okay, shit, this is big time.
Know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, okay.
So I went down to reception and I was like, sorry, there's blood on the floor.
There's blood in the room?
And they were like...
Then Norman Bates comes out and goes, yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, they were looking at me as well. And there was that moment of like, why is there blood on the floor? And the look in the
guy... So they start seeing you both looking at each other like in Reservoir Dogs. Yeah. Like, you're the bad guy. Like, hey.
Whoa. There's no way. I was down here 2 minutes ago. I went up to the room. There's blood on... There's no way I could have killed someone that quickly.
No, right? I left a 50p glob.
There's no way I could have extracted a 50p glob of blood from someone.
And place it there. It's not time to dry up like that. Or was it wet?
Yeah, well, it was like a glob.
Okay, so go on. So, and what was it?
So weird. So well, I just went down and got the guy. The guy came up and he's like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry." And the cleaner came in and they cleaned it. And I was like, "Okay, yeah, cool." And then I went to bed. And I was like, I woke up and thought, "Oh, should I have changed rooms?"
Yeah. What? Hang on. They didn't. What? They didn't. They didn't go, "Hang on, this blood. Let's call the police." They just went.
They just cleaned it and moved on.
What?
And I still stayed in there.
See, I was going to say to you, when you said you're in Nottingham, I said Nottingham is a dangerous town. It's apparently dangerous. It's like the murder capital of Britain or something. It's like, it's gun capital. Definitely, there's a lot of guns. So
could be a great concept for a rap album.
Ooh.
Rich, just saying. That's weird, right? And I was, you know, I'd been out all night and I was drinking. So I was like, there's a bit of blood on the floor, whatever. They cleaned
whatever.
It. Doesn't matter.
That is insane.
And I didn't even go down to them to like thinking of like, well, what if something bad has happened here and there's blood on the floor? I should let them know. I just went down and go, "Hey man, there's fucking blood on the floor.
You're more angry than concerned.
Like,
you're
like, terrible.
There's blood on my floor."
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there is a dead body on my floor. Get rid of it. As opposed to, there's no body in there. You were like, "Get it, I want to sleep. Get it out of here."
And it literally, like, I didn't even cross my mind until the guy was like, looked at me and went, "Really?" And I was like, "Oh, this could be..." Like, he's throwing...
Yeah, hang
on. He's questioning me.
Yeah,
like, he's accused.
You could be like the Jinx on one of these long, like, what's it called? Making of a Murderer.
Yeah.
The Nottingham edition.
Yeah.
Starring Hugh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Hugh came down to a gig for Doc Brown when he harmlessly went home one night to find a 50p-sized globule of blood. But was it him? Or was it... Did he try and throw the police off the scent with a hilarious description of how much blood there was?
No.
And baffle the police?
Yeah.
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 Maybe you're... I think you're a serial killer, mate.
I might be.
And I think this is all a ruse. So you come in here, pretend that it's, "Hey, Rich, guess what happened to me last night? And there was a blob of blood. And I thought I'd gotta leave it." Where's the body, mate?
We never know. We are finding out some dark things about me. So even before we started the show, someone asked for a lighter. And I said, "Oh, I think I've got one in my bag." And
set fire to
the
them.
Producer, Lizzie, said, she's like, "Oh, I didn't think you smoked." It's like, yeah. I just like to burn stuff.
I'm an arsonist.
So maybe I am quite a bit of a dark character.
Dude, you're supposed to be trying to be my best friend.
Well, that's coming up. But there's something else we need to do first.
No, never play this music when you're trying to woo someone. Jesus Christ.
Rich, I tell you what, my friend. After last week's show, I know how much you love surprise lists. Like the list on the festival instructions, the guy,
mate.
Weird friend Gordon.
Gordon, yeah. He never got back.
A list of 25 strange things that he will give someone the best weekend of their life.
Yeah.
But if they're 22 and let them, and he can brush their hair every day.
Yeah, apparently, but I did fall short because I don't own a vagina.
Only just.
Yeah,
only
exactly. Just. Like, I took a bit on my legs.
Because you got quite a you got a tall, slender frame.
Yeah, as long as you didn't say turn around and show me your ass.
I reckon you can tuck, yeah.
You'll get a hell of a shock.
Yeah, if you keep your head twisted the whole time in just that little slender frame.
It's an angle. I only like myself from this angle. Don't look around the back.
She's cute. She's small breasted. That handful's all you need. That's cute. She's cute.
Well, there's a handful around the back, so.
Exactly. All right. Here we go, my bro. I have got another list for you because I know how much you love them after finding blood on my hotel floor last night.
Yes.
I have got you a list of the 10 grossest things ever found in hotel rooms.
Oh my god, amazing.
Here we go.
Okay.
When you are ready, my friend.
Right. Number one.
Oh, scary. It's really scary.
Hang on, that's not too bad.
Well, no, some of them aren't too bad.
One sec. Number one. A mammoth dildo.
That's not too bad.
That's just like anyone could have left that.
I don't
think
that's gross. That's just like normal. You know, of course, when you go to a hotel,
who hasn't left a mammoth dildo lying around?
And I can't think of a time I've gone to a hotel where I haven't taken a dildo. I mean, I haven't left one there, but I always take one.
Yeah, or just in case.
Definitely,
you have to use it, but you just don't know who you're going to bump into.
Well, you don't. And like sometimes, like if you can't find the remote on the TV, and it's like that's an extra three.
I mean, it doesn't work, and you look insane if someone comes in to try clean the room, and you're
like trying to threaten
the TV with a dildo. Like some sort of lightsaber. So I'll just read this out. A gentleman who routinely installs flooring in hotels recounts his worst find, a massive purple dildo, which was discovered when he moved one of the beds. He and the hotel staff, of course, did the reasonable thing and chased the manager around while holding it with a pair of tongs before disposing of it.
Yeah.
Always hold it with a pair of tongs.
Always.
Unless it's your own.
Yeah.
Number two. This is more up your street. Missing body parts.
Yeah, missing body parts.
One hotel employee confesses he'll never ask for a hand again after finding one under a hotel bed. Hilarious. Literally, it turned out that a guy had been murdered in a drug deal gone wrong in the Flint MI hotel room shortly before, and that the cleanup crew had missed a little souvenir left behind, aka a hand. Well, isn't that just lovely and hilarious?
It's kind of nice as well, like if you can read something really morbid, but in a kind of friendly and non-threatening, high-pitched, you know.
Yes, a body was found today. That's what they do, yeah.
That sounds fine.
Nothing to see here. That's fine. Absolutely fine. Yep. And rape. No, I'm joking. So, number three.
A half-skinned deer carcass.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
While hosting an Amish family reunion in her hotel, one employee responded to complaints of an offensive odour, only to find a half-skinned deer in one family's bathtub as well as fish hung throughout the joint. Luckily, it wasn't deer season, so she was able to call in the sheriff to deal with the bizarre find. Mm. Why'd you call the sheriff in to find it? That seems like an odd... I'd be like, don't waste my time. I've got murders to solve.
I know.
I'm a sheriff.
I'm a sheriff. You know, instead you got to deal with the hanging up... fish hanging up.
Of a dead deer.
A dead deer and fishing.
Unless it was a bit like that thing out of The Godfather when they put the head, you know, the horse on his pillow.
Doesn't sound like it though, does it? It's not quite as exciting as that.
This is good. An active porn shoot. That's not exactly left lying around.
Yeah.
I've left a porn shoot lying around.
I know.
There's about 15 people still doing it.
Because I was wondering that as well on the list. I was like, how does that, like, things...
Yeah.
Like left.
It's like you're like patting his sort of like trousers down. You haven't seen a porn shoot anywhere, have you? I can't find my. Oh, there it is. It's over there. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. Those five guys are there with a camera.
Right next to my keys. Of
Hang
course.
On. Can I hear that? Oh, it's over there. It's that
over
way.
There.
Sorry.
There
yeah. So I'll read what it says. Another hotel employee confesses that he always knew it was a bad sign when he started getting coffee and wine requests in the wee hours of the night. A few times he opened the door to find active porn shoots in progress. Well, you lucky, lucky man. Imagine, because a lot of my friends, they had jobs in hotels when they were like 15. That would be like. The next day going to school and going, you're not going to, no one will believe you.
And imagine how much like data you'd save off your phone. You're just watching live porn.
Yeah.
You kind of can't afford not to do
it. You can't afford not to do that, can you?
No.
You can't afford not to watch active porn shoots.
No.
Here we go. Oh no, this is gross. Booty-shaped chocolate stains.
Yeah.
One hotel manager didn't think much of it when a honeymooning couple asked for a chocolate fountain in their room. Oh God. That is until after they checked out without saying much. Yeah, you get the idea of that. Oh, good God. This is sort of under the same umbrella as the porn shoot. Number six, a vast amount of naked people. This is like a less as, not as bad as the other one, because, you know, if one place you're allowed to be naked is a hotel room.
Yeah.
Like, if someone walked in when I'm in the shower, they might find one naked person, me.
Yeah.
You can't say that's leaving something lying around.
Yeah, definitely.
I've left myself lying around somewhere. Can you tell me where I am? Let's have a look. Seven. A regular customer's blow-up lover. A lot of sex things here.
Yeah, they are. There is a lot.
Oh, weird. I get my little fact might come in. Another hotel employee confesses that the weirdest thing he ever found in a hotel came as the result of a little exploration into why a regular customer always requested the same room at least once a week. The staff discovered that he had been hiding a blow-up doll under the mattress, which they ended up throwing away. That's a waste. I would never waste that.
I know.
As if they didn't use it beforehand.
Yeah.
The next one, porn and all the things needed to enjoy it. This is just like a sex list.
Yeah.
Number nine, a goat dressed. Oh, this is great.
This is a good one. Number nine's good. I think it might be my favourite.
A goat dressed like Abraham Lincoln.
Thank you.
Wow. Way.
So specific.
Yeah, isn't
it's
it?
So specific.
Well, that's a hell of a fetish.
Yeah, it is.
Not that we have anything against goats, but even ones dressed like Abraham Lincoln or any other historical figure. But we can't help but imagine what a hotel room might look like after one had been left alone in it for several hours.
Mm.
Such was the plight of one hotel employee who discovered the Lincoln-loving goat. The Lincoln-loving goat, that sounds cool, in a hotel room after a bunch of dudes checked out. Perhaps they kept him as a free lawnmower. That's pretty bonkers.
It's pretty bonkers.
It's a long way around. What's that? Is that a lawnmower? No, it's a Abraham Lincoln goat. Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Number 10. Pillow toilet paper. What's that mean? One low-budget hotel employee recounts his horror of discovering a pillow covered with human feces. That's the same as the booty-shaped chocolate stains.
Might be, yeah, but I think the other one actually was chocolate.
Oh, really?
Well, they had a chocolate fountain, didn't they?
Oh, but oh, they had their bum on it.
I think they might be doing the photocopier trick. We put your
bum in the chocolate fountain
and then smudge your wall.
Smudge it around, yeah. It's like it's just some sort of like avant-garde art.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just say you're an artist on the way out.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a hungry artist, you like chocolate.
I'm checking out, and by the way, you owe me 30 grand.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, guys.
One low-budget hotel employee recounts his horror of discovering a pillow covered with human feces after investigating why an angry guest left right after being given the room. How the maids missed that one, we should have to imagine.
Who does that, though? Like, you're angry, something's gone wrong, you're leaving your room, that's it, I'm going to cover a pillow and shit.
No, I wouldn't. I'd just, like, I don't know, not pay the bill. There's a load of things you can do before you shit. Also, what if you don't need a shit? You'd have to go and order some food from the thing, which would then to get yourself ready enough to do a shit, which means you give them more money, technically, so they win again.
Nah, it's not right, isn't it? It's not right at all.
Please email in with the best ways you've stitched up hotel owners.
Yeah, best places you've left a poo.
You've left your mark. Yeah. Like a dirty Banksy.
We definitely had dirty Banksy.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got Lucy McCormick. We're very pumped about this. She is going to join us in the studio up next. And I believe we might even have a special guest joining her as well.
Really?
None other than a co-star of hers, Ted Rogers.
Oh, exciting.
In the studio as well.
He
That's
cool.
coming up next after Gus Harvey. And this one is called Witches.
Cool.
On FUBAR, it's a subculture club. Hugh and Rich Hardesty with you.
Single story. He got excuses, he got to use his ladies, show me love. Cause you can crush me now, make her to all herself. Think that you special, that you the champion, and you got no one else. But see how it come for you. What can you count us now? You know you might not wanna fuck with the witches, bitches. You know you might not wanna fuck with those witches. You trick the witches, you have one or two. We got some pictures, we acting on you. This is our culture before it comes to life.
Presents
Joey Page.
The Pigeon Detectives. I played football yesterday in some new boots and I'm basically taking all the skin off of one of my toes. What is the stupidest / lamest injury you've ever had?
Playing five aside, I've grazed what can only be described as my actual sphincter.
How'd you graze your sphincter?
I went up for a header with someone, and then as I fell, I don't know how my cheeks spread that far, but they did, onto the astroturf, and it was painful toilets for a week.
Every Wednesday,
Joey Page,
from 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
It is Subculture Club right now on FUBAR. Hugh and Rich Hardesty filling in for Michael Payne today. And we're very, very lucky to have our first guest on the show today. We have the wonderful Lucy McCormick and also Ted Rogers joining us in the studio.
Wow, that was amazing. The energy just went right up.
That was really good.
Wow.
How are you guys? You doing all right?
Yeah, we're all right.
Yeah.
We've just done our first three nights at Soho Theatre, so I'm trying to...
Rock and roll, sod it. Get out of my way. I'm trying to talk to the guests.
Like you really,
sorry about that.
You really don't like those cameras, do you, Rich?
I don't like it. I feel like I'm being my privacy's being invaded. Sorry about that.
Sorry, missed that. Rich just slapped. He just literally bitch slapped a camera. That was.
I'm so sorry. Also, I'm on camera doing it, so I can't get away with it.
No, you really can't. Get away.
It wasn't me. Sorry.
Could have been anyone.
Yeah, could have been anyone.
You're being very quiet over there at the moment. Was it you?
Yeah, I'm just observing.
Okay.
Ted's only allowed to speak when I give him permission.
Okay.
So,
by the way, I'm sorry about that. That wasn't me being aggressive. It was blocking my view of you, and so I had to know his boss.
This one up there as well.
Now I understand why he was saying
that.
Yeah.
All the worst angles. Yeah, exactly.
For Chris Big Brother. Right, wow. Sorry.
So, let's start again.
So, triple threat at Soho.
Yeah.
Soho Theatre, the wonderful Soho Theatre. It's press night tonight.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. So, free wine.
Wow.
Shit.
The best night. Is that where all the sort of, you got to get all the sort of big wigs in?
Yeah, and also I think press night, you always want it to go really well and it never does. So right. I've accepted that now at this early stage.
Good move.
That tonight's not going to be a good show, but every other night's going to be amazing. Okay, so people fine. Should definitely come
after
tonight.
Have you ever gone into it though with that mentality before? Have you ever gone into it with the mentality of going, it's press night, it's definitely going to be shit?
Underwhelmed. No, that's
why
I've
gone for
that.
See, that might be the difference. And
exactly.
I reckon tonight it's going to make all the difference. You're going to go in and smash it.
It's going to exceed my expectations.
Yeah. I always do the same with dates. Go in there thinking it's going to be bullshit. And then anything slightly more than bullshit, it's like, win.
How does that translate? So you don't turn up with no chocolate, no flowers,
shit. We're going to have the worst time, We'll just sit in silence with each other.
Scowling.
Yeah, exactly. Scowling each other. If you get there, and if it goes on about smashing things out of the way. do you ever get nervous before performances, you guys? Or are you sort of pretty relaxed into it now?
Well, no, I'd say I pretty much always get nervous. But I think it's that thing that if you're not nervous, I think that would be a bit weird. Like, nerves are adrenaline. Nerves are because you care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, it's a pretty full-on show, so it's like, I feel like I have to gear myself up.
Okay, sure, yeah, yeah. You don't want
just to be able to do it.
Mm. You have to get into sort of slightly frantic mode. I'm the same. Before you go on, you're like, blood starts pumping and you start. If you didn't get that, you'd be a psychopath.
I always have to go to the toilet right before
he does.
On.
Just before,
really,
he
really
does.
Bad.
Oh no, it's so annoying, isn't it? It's like you and your bowels are working against each other. Or whatever. No,
But you, if it's not, sorry, I know this is gross, but if it's not one, if it's two, you can't really control how fast you are. What happens then? Sometimes I sit there for 45 minutes on Twitter and stuff like that.
If there's a lot of adrenaline, it just comes straight up.
Oh, what a good chat. This is a great chat.
This is like clockwork. Back
in there. Hope you're
enjoying your lunch, folks. She's relieved. Hi! Wicked.
Hey, whatever works, I reckon. Whatever works.
Can you describe, like, the show?
Yeah.
Or can you not describe it?
Triple Threat. So,
I can try to describe it. In Triple Threat, we reenact the New Testament via pop ballads, dance routines, and absurdist art.
Wow.
Amazing.
I play all the leading roles.
Good, you're a narcissist like me. This is great,
Mary Magdalene, Virgin Mary, Jesus Christ. Ted and another guy, Sam, who couldn't be here today, are my beautiful and very talented backing dancers.
Wow.
And they take on some of the supporting roles and sort of join in the big numbers.
Wow.
Of course, this is like a very absurd premise, and in a way, the idea of the New Testament is actually just an excuse for me to sing and dance and show off.
I love it.
And that's it's brilliant. A bit of the, like, you know, God complex.
Yeah. I love it.
But quite literally. that's the premise, and I'd say it's a very fun, very rowdy, very loud, very messy sort of part performance art, part stand-up, part theatre show.
Wow. So what's your background? Are you like a stand-up comedian?
Well, my background is in like acting and musical theatre, hence the name Triple Threat.
Aha! Makes sense now.
I would propose there is a nice link with the title, with the Holy Trinity, guys. But slipping that in there.
Boom!
And in the show, the show is very messy and you could say very failed, but also there's these highly choreographed dances and we sort of sing to a good standard and stuff. So it's playing around with my background in musical theatre. But no, now I'm much more influenced by stand-up and performance.
Who are your influences? Like,
David Hoyle is a massive influence.
Why have
on
I heard him? What's he done?
He's amazing. Well,
David
he's
Hoyle.
It's nightclubs as well, isn't it? Because that's when David Hoyle's.
Yeah, well, I mean, in terms of people, he's up there. But yeah, we developed this work originally via queer clubs, performance parties,
really?
Warehouses. So what we did was we were making short biblical. Sort of like hearing myself talking sometimes. I'm like, what? We made some short, like, biblical reenactments that we did in clubs and nightclubs and stuff. And
so you're doing that while everyone's off their heads?
Well, like
a biblical reenactment, that'd freak me right out.
Well, yeah.
It's two CBs and then seeing that. Oh my God. Christ is over there. Exactly, and it's a she and she's got the beard.
I snorted too much weeds.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
It's sort of linking the idea of the religion with like the club as, you know, this community and this place that some of us go to able to kind of be accepted or
100%.
Exist or kind of also have our own sort of hymns and our own prayers via the music. And
electro
like
hymns.
Exactly. But and I will say also, I was performing this in clubs that the programme performance. I wasn't just like turning up and being like,
move on the way. Yeah, stop dancing. Turn the music down, please. I'm trying to be Jesus over here.
Yeah, like that guy, there's always that one guy at a house party that's like, everyone stop, I'm going to play guitar.
Oh, no. Don't do that, mate. You're making me cringe. Not the Lighthouse Family.
Oh, God. But clubs in London like Ducky at the RVT, The Glory, Vogue Fabrics in Dalston.
Oh,
these are clubs which are nightclubs but also kind of have
performance pieces.
Performance art and subversive cabaret and stuff like that, and that's where we develop the work.
Freaky deaky go-go
amazing
dances.
Yeah, like, so it is, that's clubs are like, that's what church is for, isn't it? We a lot of us want that feeling of community, but we're too shy and British to go and just let go and be like, I sing hymns, so we have to take drugs and go, now I can do it.
Imagine if society was a bit different though, and it was more of a nightclub culture outside, just in day to day life. So you'd be like waiting for the tube,
the world is
everyone's smashed and hanging out and chatting shit to each other.
The world is just one big gatecrasher, dude.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Wow.
Please tell me you guys met on the D floor somewhere. Wasted and going, oh my God, let's be best friends forever and work together.
How did we meet?
Carl put us in. One of Lucy's producers found me in a nightclub.
Found him.
But I wasn't. I wasn't high. I don't get high anymore. But I do get high on dancing.
Oh, good.
Mostly in a thong or less on a bar in a queer club. So actually, Carl found me in nightclubs and put us in contact.
The perfect fit. for my work.
I've met the best guy for you. He's going to be absolutely perfect, yeah.
And Ted, you've got an amazing gold tooth there as well.
It looks wicked.
Can I try it? I've always wanted to try one.
Well, it's moulded to my teeth.
That's all right. Come on, man.
You can't just say, take your tooth out and give it to me.
Ted, don't give them that. You're going to take it out of his mouth and put it on your tooth.
No,
Ted. No, it's too much.
I really want to.
I've wanted one for like 10 years.
It looks really
sick. It looks amazing.
I think you should. We're thinking we might start a rap band today.
Yeah. I've got this jacket which
I write rap.
Every time I wear this, basically. Yeah.
Let's get Ted to do one of his raps.
No, I've left my phone out there.
We can go to a song and then when we come back, maybe we can do. Would you guys mind doing a little performance?
Do one of your poems.
Yeah. By all means. A gold tooth poet.
But
in
let's
a
have a little interval before that because I need to get my phone loaded.
Okay,
I'm going to go to a song now. When we come back, we'll find out a bit more about Triple Threat and do the plug. And then we're going to start a band.
Amazing.
So excited about that. It's coming up next on Fubar Subculture Club.
Oh,
and the Rattlesnakes there with Vampires on FUBAR Subculture Club. Hugh and Rich Hardesty filling in for Michael today. Yeah. And now we're joined by the wonderful comedian Lucy McCormick, and also one of the co-stars of her show, Triple Threat. We have Ted Rogers, who is not only an amazing dancer and also plays characters in the show, he also has a gold tooth that he's going to let me try on very, very soon.
So yeah, the show. Tell us more about the show. It's you're at Soho Theatre.
We're at Soho Theatre, and I went to Edinburgh last summer.
Right.
Soho Theatre presented the show.
Yeah.
Because of the kind of show it is, being quite out there and messy and all of that, I sort of thought, oh, this could really go tits up and be one of those shows that I thought it would be very love-hate. Well, I don't know, maybe it is. But basically, we sold out.
That's amazing.
It really exceeded my expectations. It just kind of went
That's
off.
Gold.
So then Soho were like, oh, do you want to run it here for a month? So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, so is it a month? Wow, wait.
Because you already kicked off on Tuesday, is that right?
Yeah, we did. So I've done three so far.
Yeah,
it's going great. And I should probably say that the show is on until the 22nd of April.
Absolutely. Get down there.
And I also wanted to mention that we're doing these two late night performances on Saturday the 8th and Saturday the 22nd of April at 11:30 p.m.
Brilliant.
And they're going to be really fun.
Wow. And I love Soho Theatre. I'm always lurking around there. I just hang out in the bun, lurk.
Yeah.
Love a good lurk, I do.
I mean, it's great for me because, as I was saying, I kind of developed the show via this specific club circuit.
Mm.
And I think what you get at Soho is quite a wide audience demographic, where you get people that want to see like cool and fun and edgy stuff, but you also get people that kind of wander in and a bit more mainstream and just kind of up for seeing some theatre or have read Time Out or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have a bit of a wider audience, you know, for this style of work.
Mm.
Amazing. It's not too theatre-y, is it, in Soho Theatre? You know what I mean? It's not like, because I always get a bit intimidated when if I go to the actual theatre.
Yeah.
I've only been like once or twice, so I'm thinking, this is not for me, I don't belong here. I went to see a Twelfth Night or something and I was like, it's a bit long, isn't it?
Especially with this piece, we're doing it downstairs at Soho, which is the kind of cabaret space.
Yeah.
So it's like chairs and tables, and it's already like a much less formal atmosphere.
Yeah, it's like the perfect venue. Because it gets quite sort of pumping upstairs, like on an evening, doesn't it? So you can sort of go see your show.
Gets busy.
Yeah, exactly. Ideal.
Yeah. And it's pretty much impossible to leave that bar without being pissed.
Yeah,
that might
really
just
is.
Be me. But
No, I'm with you. I'm with
Where are you guys from, by the way, originally?
Yeah. I'm from Derbyshire.
Derbyshire, okay, yeah.
I'm from
Towcester.
Towcester? Near Northampton.
Are you making this up?
No, it's spelled like Towcester.
Towcester, like Worcester.
Yeah, Worcester, Leicester, Gloucester.
Towcester. Weird. Okay, wow.
Do you know Dr. P?
No, this sounds like you've gone mad.
No,
I live in Towcester with Dr. P.
Flux Pavilion. Like old dubstep, he's from Towcester.
Oh, wow. Berserk.
Is that where you started your rap career?
Absolutely no. I ran away quite some time ago.
Oh, did
from
you?
That town. So
let's have the poem that Ted promised.
Well,
Ted,
yeah, we did want to. That was.
Do you think I should be talking about my own show instead of highlighting Ted's career?
I was just thinking about this. I don't want any friction here. You've already had some violence when I hit that camera off. I don't want you to, like, I don't know, attack each other.
I mean, you guys are doing a show together. Why can't we all do it? Why can't we be involved too? We want to start a band with you.
Well, this could be future material for us.
Yeah. I need to be the lead person in the band, though. That's the only
thing. We're going to clash, you see, because I think we've got a similar vibe going on in our brains that we're the most important one.
I need to be the face.
Oh, I sort of like being the face.
It is radio, though. It is radio.
Yeah.
You can still be the face. We've got a camera. We've got a camera here.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm so
enough
excited.
For me.
Because we were talking this morning. We wanted to do a rap album, me and Rich. We don't know what about. We just thought it might be fun. But Ted, there you go. If you're a rapper, and Lucy, if you,
I'll do the.
Yeah, you do the singing. You can be the hot baby singer at the front. All right.
Does that sound good? I'll be the producer guy in the background, like Dr. Dre.
And what are we gonna do? We can just be Teddy's hype men.
Yeah.
Oh, this is totally gonna work. Whenever you're ready.
Do I have to do it to a beat?
Hey, this is a poem.
It's a poem rap.
It's more of a poem.
Okay.
I think it's even better.
I'm going to do it loosely. It's going to be loose.
What's it about?
We played over this instrumental.
This is about people who piss on the seat and don't wipe it up.
Up.
How about my
pipe man?
Up.
Come on, Ted, do it.
Okay. Peter Piper, seat wiper, you're pissing me off, literally. Wiping your specks of yellow so I can have a mellow sit.
Selfish cunt, fat twat, bellow tit.
Tit.
Big boy, bad bum, dick chum, spray away cat toy, thick dumb. Why am I the sorta guy for your Jap's eye leaky leak? Weak bladder, freaky teeth. Just grab a fucking sheet, mate. I'm sick of it. I just want to piss and now I'm in the thick of your wet mess. Watercress, bleak stench. I'm not your bitch, I'm not your wench. I don't care how thick and hench you are, what car you drive, what boring basic bitch you wife. I will fight you. I don't like you. Now wipe up your piss so I can poo.
Oh!
Yes,
that is amazing.
And that's the kind of talent you will experience at my show.
Can't stress that enough. It's
Triple
your show.
Threat at Soho Theatre.
And every good rap song needs this as well. I'll be DJ. There we go. Yeah. Sick. We'd start up a band. That was brilliant, man. Yeah, I love that. That was amazing. But, Luce, we were a little bit quiet on the... Yeah. Ooze and the arse.
Was I supposed to be... Oh.
No, that was a good one. Just keep doing that.
Loop a few of those.
I've got to save my voice for tonight, guys.
Yeah, you're right.
Guys, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's been
thanks
absolutely brilliant. The wonderful Lucy McCormick and also Teddy Rogers as well. And go and see Lucy's show, Triple Threat, at Soho Theatre, as we said. It's running...
Can we get free tickets?
To the 22nd of April.
Not like that, no.
Do go and check it out. Make sure you go and check it out. And as we said as well, there's a couple of late night shows on the 8th of April and the 22nd at 11:30 p.m. Otherwise, it is 7:30 p.m. Go and check it out. Lucy McCormick, Triple Threat.
Working.
Yes,
Lucy McCormick.
Professional.
That's wonderful.
You're going to play some music now?
Yeah. We thought
we
might.
It
feels like a bit of an awkward...
Yeah.
Do we leave now?
No.
Do we just sit here? Do we listen?
You can never leave.
We're out of time.
Oh, we're here for
You can never leave.
Time,
that's
we did,
it.
We did really enjoy having you on.
That was great.
The wonderful Kelly Jade is going to join us up next, right after Billy Bibby and the Rice Smiles, Always Something, the name of this one, on FUBAR. Lucy McCormick, Teddy Rogers, thank you so much.
Woo!
Subculture Club.
Thank you.
Woke up and something hit me, took me off my track. Well, it's been 2 years now, and just today I've gotta get that back. You wanted me, but that was when I didn't want you. But then I fell for you, and it took too much time to see. There's always something in the way, but as long as I remind myself just why I
You're on FUBAR Subculture Club. Hugh and Rich. Rich Hardesty.
Hello.
With you filling in for Michael today.
Yeah. Filling in for Michael, not filling in Michael.
Not filling in Michael.
Don't get those confused.
Not yet. Still got a little while to go.
Don't the rumour. The rumour mill. Things going around.
Pretty excited though.
Hey man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like
Kali Jade, isn't it?
Isn't that beer?
Kali Jade!
Hello!
Wow. Hey, hello!
Hello, how are you?
Good. Actually, no, really, really upset.
Why?
Good, no, bad.
Yeah, no, actually, we need to stop everything. We need to talk about this.
Go on.
Because something happened while I was away that absolutely broke my heart, ruined my holiday.
Well, I did ask you first.
And like, I just, no, it was not you, it was life.
Hey, okay,
what's happened?
Life hurt me.
Do I know this?
Deeply, deeply hurt me.
You're distantly related to the story.
You are?
Hey, what, 100%. Do you already know? Hang on, what's going on here? What's happened?
Kelly, do tell.
So basically, I got to go to a special press launch at Harry Potter Studios for the new section, which is like the spider bit. What's it called?
The Forbidden Forest.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. And of course, Hugh's never been before.
Oh.
And there were drinks and there was food and there were celebrity guests, including Simon Pegg.
Oh.
And some of the stars. And I asked Hugh, but he was on holiday. So
I couldn't go.
I could have been absolutely
broke my heart.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I did ask him first. So that's, props to me.
So yeah, sorry. Right? You did try. Yeah. Yeah, the worst thing is when someone finds out that you've been up without you inviting them, and then you go, hey, did you go to that thing? No, I didn't. Then it pops up on, like, Getty's Images or something. Shit.
Getty's Images? All right, for some.
Yeah, in the back. Sorry. No, that's not me. Sorry, that's not me. No one ever takes photos, but I'm saying in the background, behind Simon Pegg, like, where's Wally being spotted?
Oh, yeah.
How was it? Was it amazing?
It was wicked. And I got this watch as well.
From there?
Very nice, yeah.
They gave you a watch?
Oh, they didn't give me a watch, but they gave me loads of free photos.
Hang on, you stole the watch while you were there?
No.
Where did you get a watch?
I didn't see it. I bought it from the shop.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, it's good to support local businesses, though, because the Harry Potter tour definitely need...
Was that at Leavesden?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, wicked, wow. So
we've all been, haven't we?
Yeah, we've all been to Leavesden.
Was it everything I hoped and dreamed of?
You would have loved it.
Oh!
Yeah.
Can't believe that!
And the Forbidden Forest cocktail was, like, dangerous.
So what was in there? A big spider?
So it was Aragog.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin it for people that haven't been.
Oh.
But it was Aragog. And then, what's his name? That big bird that, like, knocks Draco Malfoy out.
Oh, Buckbeak.
Yes, that's the one.
Okay, oh my god, right, I really am a Harry Potter fan. Wow. I knew that came far out way too quickly.
That was right at the top of your subconscious. It was there.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was a list of three possible characters I was deduced very, very quickly. No, definitely Buckbeak.
Is he one of your favourites?
No, I just know everything there is to know.
Okay.
You should do Mastermind.
Yeah.
Sure.
Should get on there.
Yeah, do they have a Harry Potter one?
Well, they can do. They'll make one up for you.
Would they?
Take your own special thing in, don't you?
Yeah.
Whatever the word is, talent. If your talent is like shouting out Harry Potter based things, then you can win. Do you win money for Mastermind?
Mastermind. I'm not sure. Do you win the chair?
Ooh. That'd be that's what you should get. You get to take the host home. You just like pick him up and walk off with him.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be ace.
You get me.
Oh, so Buckbeak's there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then that's it. That's all you're gonna tell us.
Did you chat to Peg?
I didn't chat to Peg because he was with his kids and I was a bit excited and I was wearing a cape. So it was all a bit strange.
Oh, were you wearing a cape?
Yeah,
that is beautiful.
Oh, I love you so much.
From the studios, I didn't wear it there.
Okay, fine, yeah.
But I did want it.
You didn't want to look stupid.
And I saw a video of you lifting up your broom. Up!
I don't know. I thought you said anything else then.
The broom.
I thought you said bra. Lifting up your broom.
I would definitely.
Like that. I thought, good job if his kids were there. I'm glad you didn't say hi to Simon Pegg.
If I was there, I probably would have taken off my bra. I would have been
Simon,
so excited.
Hey, Simon!
Yeah.
Forbidden flasher.
All right. So, Kelly J, we've got, as per the usual, you've brought us three weird, wonderful stories. We've got three little bits of something or other. We don't know exactly what it is, but we've got to try to guess what each sound means. Rich, are you ready?
Go.
All people claiming to be Australian are actors paid to fool us, and that people who have travelled to Australia were fooled instead.
Ooh.
So, it sounds like a conspiracy.
Yes.
Right, who was that?
I don't know.
Right, so can we have that again, please?
Oh, absolutely. Here we go.
All people claiming to be Australian are actors paid to fool us, and that people who have travelled to Australia were fooled instead.
No, that's actually true.
That
Australia is actually a holiday destination solely for tourist trade, and everybody that claims to be there is to try to create the image of some sort of lifestyle, like Neighbours, Home and Away, all of those things.
That's setting the propaganda.
Now, this is actually true.
What?
I'm really surprised people didn't know this about Australia.
Say that again.
What they are saying is actually true. Australia is literally just a tourist destination.
That's all it's for.
And they sell the idea of people actually living there and being from there or being born there or whatever.
But no one's actually born there or from there.
Everyone is an actor. It's a bit like a Truman Show for a holiday.
Because my friends are there. I should probably warn them about this.
Yeah, I would definitely warn him. Don't.
My friend's fallen in love with someone over there. It's probably an actress.
Do not open your heart to anyone.
Oh, no.
Because they will definitely get cast for another job soon and probably go to New Zealand.
They'll
or
just
America.
Leave him. Yeah. Oh, weird.
Yeah.
So okay, so that sounded very odd. That sounded like one of those shows you get on, like, you know, ITV. It'll suddenly pop on for 5 seconds. It'd be like, "Hi, welcome to Thingy, and I'm Thingy da 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 da." And it, well, do you know what I mean? You get them at like say 10:30 at night. And it'll be around with the week's news, and I always think it's like a non-program.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
It's like
30 seconds.
Yeah, what was that? And I think like I always in my head, this is probably my own like insecurities. I imagine the woman who presents it or man, it like is quite arrogant and like goes into bars thinking you might recognise me from there. I do that little 5 minute 30 second thing that comes on at the end of the day
and they talk in the show voice at the bar.
Hi, it's me and welcome. I'd like a drink, please.
Yes.
Today I've had a very good day. The sun's been shining. I've been walking. It's been a lovely, lovely day. Back to you in the studio.
Please do that all the time. That is amazing.
My radio voice.
Okay, what is going on there?
So basically, it pretty much is what she said. So a sort of YouTube star or Facebook star, apparently, I don't know what that is, called Shelley Floyd, has shared her conspiracy theory that Australia doesn't exist and it never has at all. So the things that you said about actors and stuff, that's apparently true according to her.
It is. What?
Because, right, apparently Britain moved over their criminals, but in reality they didn't move them there at all. They dropped them in the sea and then they pretended that people were there, but it was really one of the greatest mass murders in history. Everything is fake proof and they're fabricated lies from the government. And you're either an actor or a computer generated persona.
It's so true. Or my friend Adam, who lives there, who is not unawares of this.
Well, what is it? A holiday destination. The people that go over there and come back, they do some kind of virtual reality thing. It's so weird. I've got a friend of mine.
But like, why? Can I just ask why? You've got to always ask why.
It's a tourist destination.
Yeah, but like, so what? So they took evil people, whatever we had originally, dropped them in the sea.
Yeah, but pretended that they went there.
Yeah, and then what? But why? What's the advantage of this?
Before I say anything else, Hugh, you're freaking me out.
It's
why
money.
Are you so chilled about this?
Because it's true.
Like, you're from there. You're one of the actors.
One of my best friends has been a shark for about 12 years, and he has to swim around and pretend to attack surfers and stuff like that. And then he goes on his lunch break. He gets out of the costume.
Back in there.
Goes back. It's all a ploy.
Right.
Over there and get a part of a surfboard.
It's actually great. It's a great way for young people to make money. There's a lot of money to make. Like going to work on the boats in Spain or something.
So the people in Neighbours are acting within acting.
Oh, yeah. They're like 100%.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That is insane.
It is.
This is why I don't go to Australia. Not because it's also miles away and I can't afford to get there, but because.
Well, you say that, but apparently it's not even that far. It's like in South America
conspiracy.
Somewhere.
No, yeah. It's not. It's really
is it South America now? Is it moved?
Yeah.
Do you know the 25-hour flight? It's actually about a 6-hour flight. They just do a few loops while you fall asleep.
Yeah. Are you called Shelley? Because is that your actress name or what's going on?
It's like when an Uber driver takes you the long way around or something and they go, yeah, and I'm like, I've seen my house over there. No, that's not your house, mate. No. The fifth one will be your house that looks like your house. Okay. How bizarre. That well, that's completely put me off Australia.
And she started a hashtag called Australia is not real, and she wants people to get involved.
Yeah.
But all countries are not real. They're all made up, aren't they? We are all one.
Oh,
yes.
Yay. No
come
borders.
On.
No borders.
No borders,
okay.
Dude.
Yeah. I like that. That's nice.
Me too.
It's good, isn't it?
That is a weird one. Is she, do you reckon she's being serious about it or?
No, you're lying. You're freaking me out. You're not shocked. And you're giving
actor,
me that eye.
Lizard. He's half lizard. Yeah, he's one of the lizard people. Come on.
No, I'm just surprised. Is she from the UK?
It's you, isn't it?
Well, no. Yeah. I mean, every Australian knows this, but I'm just surprised that she knew this.
I'm sorry, I don't believe you.
That's
I think
all right.
It's you.
Okay.
You're too chill.
You're too chilled about this
We've
whole
thing.
We've
said that your home country isn't real and that everyone there is actors and you're just like...
It's true, though.
You're talking to the man who found blood in his bedroom last night and didn't even bat an eyelid.
Sorry?
Last night he stayed in a hotel room. And went downstairs. He saw some blood and didn't go, holy shit, there's blood. He ran downstairs and went, oh, there's blood in my room. Can you move it, please? Very odd reaction to have to human blood. Do you know what I mean? Is that normal to like find an arm and just go, that's an arm, maybe that is in the way. It's an inconvenience.
Yeah, I'm going to trip over that in the night.
Exactly. I can slip it, not get rid of it.
That's amazing.
Alright, here we go. Number two. Reese, got to try and figure out what this is.
I love pancakes.
You are under arrest.
I love pancakes.
Pancakes, you're under arrest.
Oh, one more time.
So, I love pancakes.
You are under arrest.
Ooh. So, has someone been arrested for eating too many pancakes or something?
Someone's been arrested to do with pancakes.
Okay.
Oh.
Did someone... Okay, let's think about this. Was someone selling counterfeit pancakes?
No.
Just dedicated to market.
Fine. Okay, yeah. Are these authentic? Yeah. The Gucci. Yeah, that's right. Okay. So someone's, I'm trying to think what you'd have to do to get arrested to. Could you smother someone to death with a pancake?
Probably, but it's not that.
Okay.
But surely you just eat your way out of it.
Yeah. But what if you had a massive meal and you're like, I can't.
Yeah.
Do it.
How many pancakes would they have to go through before they smothered you to death? I reckon 20.
I've got a very small stomach, I think, so maybe I'd have just one of the raisins out the top of the pancake.
I'm done.
Yeah. Okay, so what can you do for a bit, like, was he, like, using it the way it wasn't supposed to be used, the pancake? Like, I don't know, using it unlawfully? Was he sexually assaulting someone with a pancake?
No.
No? Was the person, I'm trying to think, was he, like, I don't know, what can you get arrested for that's to do with a pancake?
Any idea?
Stealing pancakes?
No. That would be a really boring story.
I know, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay, fine. Did he try and, I don't know, pretend one was a flying saucer and get done for fraud or something?
No, but that's great.
Okay.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Did he try and lure someone out of something try and tempt a child with a pancake? I don't know. I'm trying to think how in God's name you get arrested for using a... What's the... Come on, tell us.
Okay, the first thing I'm going to ask is, where's the weirdest place you've eaten food?
Me?
On the toilet?
Yeah. Okay, it's kind of weird.
Okay, weirdest place I've eaten food? Don't know.
I've got it. Actually, on a toilet, on a plane.
Really?
Yeah.
What, you smuggled it off like a little hamster
man?
The
little tray?
Yeah, my friend smuggled a McDonald's breakfast on the plane and we ate Egg McMuffins on the toilet.
Really? So you didn't walk because you didn't want to upset the cabin? Like, we're too good for your breakfast, I'm afraid. We want some proper healthy breakfast,
no,
like this McMuffin.
Because we were running late and we're like, oh, quick. Oh, McDonald's breakfast. We can afford a little bit extra stuff. So we got there and they're like, you can't take that on the plane. We're like, all right, we'll throw it in the bin.
Okay, fine.
The bin being our backpacks.
Oh, clever.
Bam.
Fine. We got rid of it. We're just two men who smell of egg. Okay, fine. And you go.
Just before we get back to the pancake story, just quite strangely, my friend who was eating the pancakes took a selfie of, not eating the pancakes, eating the sausage and egg McMuffin on the toilet, took a selfie of himself, came out and showed us, and he'd taken all of his clothes off.
Oh, good God.
Why?
I'm never using an airplane toilet ever again.
Is he Australian as well?
No, he's British.
He's British. Oh, no. I was trying to think.
But he's an actor in Australia. He grew up in Australia acting. But he's British.
Everyone dead. That's the
Kelly,
problem, isn't it?
Tell us, what happened to the pancake arrest?
So basically, a chap in Florida decided to dine in the middle of the road with some pancakes.
The guy's got a death wish. A,
know,
because
right?
Pancakes are quite fatty, so he's going to have a heart attack, and B, he might get run over.
Mainly A.
Did he say why?
He didn't say why, but do you want to know what he had with them?
Oh, yes,
it's a very
please.
Important
Absolutely.
Question.
Yeah.
He had eggs, bacon, and maple syrup.
Oh.
So they're like pretty hearty.
Yeah.
And he was wearing green pajamas too.
Oh,
so it just adds
him.
To the weirdness.
So he's clearly
Maybe
mentally ill.
Maybe sleepwalking.
Really get arrested though for just eating on the road? Like
in the middle of the road while cars were going past him.
But then would they get arrested?
No, this is the weird thing. I think we're running out of like criminals recently because basically there's like they're trying to make up stuff. My friend got arrested and what they did him for, and this was like a writable offence, like for being a public nuisance. Like, can you imagine going to prison? Like, what, you're in it for murder, you're in it for a bit of a nuisance.
So who was he? Like,
I'm a nuisance.
Is it Wee Willy Winkle?
Like, yeah, exactly. It's not a nursery rhyme. Right, you've been a naughty little boy. Might slap on the wrist and get you off to That's ridiculous.
Does it say what he like? Did he get fined? Did he have to go to jail?
So he's got to go to court next month. But the one thing that he said is that it didn't bother him because that's what comes with fame. Is it fame or are you
fame?
Just being a dick?
Is it fame? What? This is surprise you pay for fame, baby. Yeah. What are you like? Some sort of artist? Yeah, I'm the pancake roadie imam thing. But yeah. Pretty cool.
40,000 followers.
To be
on Instagram.
Fair, he might end up having like a heart attack like Jim Morrison did, but instead of like going out in a cool rock and roll fashion, just too many. pancakes.
Too many pancakes.
Too many
pancakes. Yeah.
Like maybe that. He's trying to do that whole Elvis thing.
Like that.
He ate on the toilet as well, didn't he?
He did.
He yeah, did. Your mate should have been taking heed from that, eating his McMuffin on the toilet.
I know.
Because imagine if you did die, and just like getting, bashing the door down and then finding your mate naked with his camera in his hand with a half-eaten McMuffin. His parents would have to go.
You would quickly, you'd eat the rest of the muffin and then you go, help! Help!
But you'd eat the muffin. But your mouth would be full of muffin and go, wrong, wrong.
All right, here we go. Third one. Rich, got to figure out what this is.
Get ready for the ride of your life with the vibrating seat that's guaranteed to rock your world. That delivers intense climaxes and explosive orgasms.
Hmm. Wow.
One more just because it said
orgasms. Scarlett Johansson.
Get ready for the ride of your life with the vibrating seat that's guaranteed to rock your world. That delivers intense climaxes and explosive orgasms.
Okay, so it's obviously some sort of
that's confusing because it's vibrating, but it rocks your world. Like that's what rocking chairs
is
do.
Is it an exerciser and sex toy? An exerciser sex toy?
No. Sexerciser?
A sexerciser.
No.
So a vibrating chair. Because you get those, weirdly, as you're talking about airports, you get them at airports, don't you?
And oh, yeah, the massage chairs.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking, whoever's in that, I think, well, he's doing right for himself.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm unwilling to fork out at airports. Do you know what I mean?
It's just
so
expensive.
Who's
got a spare pound?
Yeah,
come on.
My mate saw something the other day, and they were boasting about this. There was a sign outside WH Smith's, and they were saying this in a good way. 3 bags of Haribo, £10.
What?
How dare you? That is atrocious.
Yeah. It should be 3 for £1, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought that's what he meant. He's like, no, 3. They were saying, check out this deal, guys. 3 bags of Haribo, only £10.
Yeah, that's
get
not
sorted.
Right. That's not right at all.
Ridiculous.
That was weird. That's all I can think of that, is that it's something to some sex size or sex toy. Sit down on the roof.
The lazy boy chair.
No.
Oh, is it one of those chairs that has the dildo in it? So when it moves, it kind of like... No.
Well, I haven't heard of
don't
these chairs.
Don't do that hand action ever
yeah,
again.
Ugh, I haven't heard of these chairs. Why are these chairs, by the way?
You know, you sit down and you're like, I forgot that was there. Oh. And
Jesus.
Now it's gone.
And that, but like, is that a real thing? The dildo chairs? Are these real things?
Yeah, of course they are.
I don't know
why
you're looking at me and asking me. I don't know.
Oh, it's just polite. It's polite to make eye contact when you're having conversations with people, Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly, let me dead in the eyes. You know, the chairs with the dildos in them.
I didn't even know they existed, so I could have found out a lot worse way than this.
You haven't heard of them before?
No, a dildo chair.
What?
I've heard of heated chairs. I've heard of couches. I've heard of, you know, stools.
Yeah.
Are you sure this wasn't just a chair that's the wrong way up?
No, it's
actually,
hey,
no,
nice dildo heard, chair with a full dildo sticking off it. No, that's an upside down.
I've heard of other stories about that too, but that's a conversation for another time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kelly Jade.
So there is a penis seat, but it's not a dildo seat.
A penis seat.
A penis seat.
Yeah.
What is that like? Is that,
it's
what?
Penis seat.
Yeah, well, you can't say penis seat and then expect me to go, okay, fine. What does that mean?
Exactly
what does penis seat mean? Is that like a little thing that you put your genitals on and just like, there you go, you sit over there, I'll just squat over you.
It's like you're standing at a bar and you get a little stool,
yeah,
just like a really skinny stool to put your balls on.
And a little beer for it. There you go, matey. And you sit there.
And a hat. I'm going to get a cute little top hat for my and a monocle.
Oh, there you go. Hi, my name's Hugh. This is little Hugh. How are you doing? Yeah.
Or just half a pair of sunglasses.
Hugh, we've talked about this. Get out now. Oh, fine. Wow. So I've absolutely no idea about this little
no.
sex
so there's,
chair.
There's like a willy on a chair.
There's a willy on a chair.
Yeah.
That's the end of the story, is it?
Look how happy she is with herself.
No, okay. So
come on.
There's a penis seat on a train in Mexico City.
On a train?
Yep.
Oh, God.
That's the last
on a passenger seat.
What?
Yeah.
What is this?
I don't want to finish the story. I want to leave you with that.
That's it. I mean, it's quite weird that we've got Virgin Railways. They've got the opposite. They've got railways with dicks on them that can probably get you pregnant.
Oh, Trent, my Oyster card's so expensive. Why don't you ride a bike? Well, yeah, could,
but I don't know.
I kind of like
there's
getting
something about trains that gets me all horny. No, it's weird. Yeah.
So you what?
Do you want me to explain?
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Because if you can't make eye contact on the tubes without penis chairs, I'm assuming you definitely can't make eye contact on the tubes, on
with
the trains with
so
the
penis
chairs. This is annoying because there's chairs getting laid before me.
I know.
That's annoying.
Here maybe you could get a job and you could just like lie underneath one of the chairs and then just pop yourself through it.
Yeah, this is one of those knob chairs and you scuffle off in the background. Hey. Sorry.
This is so gross.
Sorry, this is so wrong.
This is so
gross. The story.
Yeah, you started it. I didn't do anything. It was just there. It happened to me. It was a coincidence.
You can't lead us down this road and then get upset.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to explain now so this can end.
Okay.
So there's a passenger penis chair. So if you sit down without looking first, obviously you're in for a shock. It's reserved for men only.
What?
But there's a reason for that. It's a campaign against sexual harassment.
Oh.
So basically, the idea is you sit down and you don't know what's going to happen, and it's like, oh, shit. This is how it feels when somebody does something what? To you that
so
you don't
you get
want.
That is assaulted.
Very, very odd. So basically, the way we're going to make our point is to get loads of women to think they've been sexually assaulted so they can go, oh, I get it. Well, nice for raising awareness. Yeah. But, oh, no, men do it. So men sit on it and go, this is what it feels like.
Yes. Yeah, that, basically.
There's got to be an easier way of promoting this, getting raising awareness than like sticking a knob on a chair and making you sit on it.
Like maybe like a poster? They could put up a poster and say, yeah. It's
saying,
not acceptable.
Please do not sexually assault people.
Yeah,
but like,
I like sexual harassment. No. Panda.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they just bring back sick. Like, why do they put dildo chairs and things?
I think it's a good idea. I think it's pretty badass.
It's not
so
like
it
saying,
point.
Right, we need to make awareness that like rape's going on. Let's rape a load of men so they know what it feels like so they definitely don't do it again.
But it's,
like,
it's,
hang on a minute. It's like when you get a kid and you say like don't you know when you were younger like you find a kid smoking so you make it smoke like 100 cigarettes.
No,
you're not. That's the thing.
Yeah,
that,
of course.
Like, right, if you're gonna smoke, I'm gonna make you smoke the whole pack.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Like, what are we gonna learn from that? It does also. Yeah.
It's just gonna get me addicted a whole lot quicker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you like smoking, it's like cool.
I don't know. This is really. Is this true?
This is true.
So they're doing dildo chairs to make people aware of sexual harassment.
Yeah. So you sit down, you don't realise, and then it's just sort of making amazing. Yeah.
Can you imagine? I've been sexually harassed. No, you haven't. Oh, okay.
Can you
fine,
imagine
fine,
like
fine.
Sitting on the tube? Though it'd be like one of the you know one of the games at the arcade thing where the little thing pops up at the thing and then
whack attack.
Yeah, whack attack. It'd be like that on the tube. Everyone's sitting there and then just one person. Boom! And then like three chairs down.
You see all
like,
yeah, the whole character.
I wonder if you could conduct it like August Rush.
Wow, that would look amazing. Wow, I want to see that. Wow, we. But what if you? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Hey.
Yeah. Wow. Funny.
Oh, tell me, that'd be a wicked job though. Just triggering it and watching people's reactions.
The conductor of that train must have the best job in the world. Right, who's on knob duty today? Me. Yes. It's got a little like knob-shaped button.
Yeah.
Like Morse code. Amazing.
Oh, man, it's so amazing. That's sick.
But obviously, it's for a serious cause, guys. As
yeah,
well.
It is.
But on that note, please, for God's sake, don't sexually harass people.
Yes.
Just want to say that now. I don't, so you shouldn't.
But I tell you what, if you were going to go up to Brenda in the office and go, wow, that's a really nice blouse you're wearing today, getting a dildo rammed up your ass in the public transport is definitely going to make you not do that, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
It's just
the only way they'll
learn.
Yeah, that's
the
it.
Only way
do not
learn.
Comment on Brenda's blouse or we're going to ram a dildo up your ass.
Okay, mister. Mr. Lightfingers. Yeah, exactly.
But look, it's work because it's brought, like, you know, you've brought this story to the show, Kelly. Mm-hmm. So.
We're talking about it. I won't be riding a train again. So that's it. I wonder if I'd like to know what this does for train sales, tickets of train sales in that country. Yeah.
Ooh,
everyone, men just like getting the bus now. And it takes 9 hours, but I'm going to really, I don't want to get a knob at my ass.
Ooh.
You know. Ooh. Hang on. What about the other way around? Is there like, this is, you know, what have you gained? You think, hey, bonus.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully, like, you know, fingers crossed, I get the knob chair.
All I got to do is like sexually harass a couple of women. Gross. But then if I do it,
yeah,
I get the knob chair.
I get the knob chair. Woo! Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
For God's sake, Hugh, this is a serious thing. I mean, I'm taking it seriously. I don't know why you're not taking it seriously.
It could be like a serious. This is a serious story.
Okay, it's good.
I just feel like we could sit on this for ages.
Yes,
I really do.
End it with a pun, that's always good.
Very nice. Well, there we go, they're my stories.
They were wonderful.
Beautiful. Enlightening. Mind-bending conspiracy
lovely,
theories.
Lovely person. So, love, what are you doing this weekend before we let you go?
What are
we
doing this weekend? I'm working.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, super exciting.
Where do you work?
She works at Metro.
Oh, of course.
That's why she's here.
That's why she gets free tickets. It's cool stuff.
It's not why she's here. She's here because she's wonderful. We love you. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Love you too.
All right, we've got Happiness going to join us in the studio very, very shortly. Going to do some live stuff for us. Cannot wait
for that.
FUBAR, Subculture Club, Hugh and Rich, Kelly J, thank you very much. See you next week.
Bye.
1, 2, 3. And we walk the road as far as the road goes. We try to dodge the rock the valley throws. Revealer, caught a fever. We all have a sinking stone. And when the road presents a twist in case of fate, a meaner irony to contemplate the season.
there's your brilliance, and there's a vessel, a hidden vessel in a stone. Difference, not indifference, your passion marks you different, and you'll wrestle, and how you'll wrestle to come to know the whispering light. The truth is often quiet, like it's whispering in light. Can tell you how to break the fever with light. The truth is often quiet, like it's whispering in light. Can tell you how to do 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 do. And light is less and light is more in some. But don't confuse the weather for the sun. Revealer, magic healer, and when will your vision come? And lightning rods will guide your journey home, and revelations from a fist of bones. And when the rock weighs heavy in your soul, just tell it that you have earned the right to know.
Reveal how to break the fever. You'll carry it in like this demon's your kin, and you render it secret. Then
distance, knock of distance, your burden is your brilliance. There's a vessel, a hidden vessel in the stone. Difference, not indifference, your passion sparks resilience. And you'll wrestle, and how you'll wrestle to come to know the whispering light. The truth is often quiet, like it's whispering in light. Can tell you how to break the fever with light. Truth is often quiet, like it's whispering in light. Can tell you how to break the fever with light. The truth is often quiet, like it's whispering in light. Can tell you how to do 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 do.
FUBAR Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
Eyebrow hair in some areas of the world is being taken for granted. Oh, now, I can definitely vouch for that. I don't really get the whole draw the eyebrows thing on.
Tattoo the eyebrows.
Especially when it rains. Yeah, tattooing is even crazier because that's then you're more or less saying, look, I don't really care about the hair. Just look at these lines on my forehead, bruv.
You're
I know Ronald McDonald ain't got shit on me.
But all of those things I think are lovely because it's the character. And that's also what I think with people's teeth. You know, you should be happy to celebrate like these natural things that are unique to you.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Subculture Club right now. Hugh with you, and also Rich Hardesty filling in for Michael this week.
Hello.
Good man. You always do a different one. Have you noticed whenever I introduce your name, you always go, hello.
Hello. I'm like a schizophrenic.
Are you?
Well, I seem to be. When I come here, I am, yeah. Sounds me a bit bonkers.
Doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
You look like you're having fun there. You got a smile.
Yeah.
A smile on your face and some hummus and carrots in your hand. You're having
yes.
a great old time.
I'm going to nick another one.
Go for it, my friend. That's what I brought them in for you because I knew you would like them.
Oh, mate.
We're joined now by Johnny Allen. He is a singer, guitarist, bass, all-round exceptional.
All-round dude.
Really talented man from band Happiness. Johnny, how you doing, my man?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Very well.
Good, thanks. How you doing? All right, hello.
Just kind of, yeah.
Where are you?
Afternoony. I'm at home.
Did you say it's afternoony?
Yeah.
It is quite afternoony. You're absolutely right.
It sounds very tranquil where you are, nice and quiet. Where are you?
Kind of southwest, Roehampton.
Roehampton. Ooh. Okay, what's there? Are you from there originally?
Roundabouts, yeah.
It does sound very tranquil out there. Are you Bunny.
Oh, it's in.
Are you meditating right now? What are you doing?
I'm actually surrounded by my students.
It really sounds like it.
You're
They're
cult.
All being very peaceful at the moment. We all get up in about 15 minutes and scream.
Oh, I like
very
that.
Aggressively, and then we just lie back down again.
Are you preparing the Kool-Aid for them to all drink at some point?
Oh, we don't drink.
Okay, fine.
Could you give us a 10?
We don't eat.
Would you mind giving Johnny? Would you mind giving us a 10-second guided meditation?
Sure.
Go for it.
Breathe in, breathe out, continue.
I'm hyperventilating. I'm getting more stressed. I'm getting more anxious. I need to stop this.
Oh, no. Don't hyperventilate.
Oh, God.
It's the first.
Oh, God. I need a plastic bag to breathe into.
Mm. Right. A plastic bag filled with glue. I told you no more of that.
Yeah, Rich, sorry. Right. No, I'm not doing that again.
Hey, let's talk about happiness. What's been going on? We know you've got a Green Man Festival coming up very soon in the Brecon Beacons.
In the Brecon Beacons, yeah.
Amazing. That's my neck of the woods. Happening. You wouldn't know by my accent.
I wouldn't know.
It's actually true. It's actually true. Yeah, I do love. No, I just love to tell people as much as possible that I was born in Wales.
Wow.
It is
like a compulsive fibber.
No, it's not true. It's true.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Huw is Welsh spelling.
Oh yeah,
it's born in.
That is a very yeah.
Yeah, Huw. What was that? You just pronounce.
That was just a little noise.
Oh, I want it. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, your name. That's what names are, aren't they? Just noises we respond to. That's my noise. Yeah. My noise is Richard. What's your noise?
Woo.
And your name. It's weird, isn't it? Words are just noises. Anyway, that's a bit weird. So the Green Man Festival. What is Green Man Festival? When I think of green men, I was just thinking earlier. I suddenly thought of it's the Hulk. Who's the top green man for you? The Incredible Hulk.
The jolly sweet corn guy.
Yeah, the jolly green giant and Blanka from Street Fighter.
Yeah, Blanka for sure. Definitely.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, well, maybe we'll post a picture of him. Can you do that? Yeah, Blanky. He's like he's a beast from Brazil.
He is.
Who,
yeah.
I think he touched some radioactive dirt and he got big ginger hair and he went all green.
Yeah,
I think
now he loves backflips and kicking people in the face.
Yeah.
He's great at it. He's really good at it.
He sounds very similar to Benji.
Who's Benji?
From my band.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Is he radioactive, yeah. Benji?
Yeah, I mean, in a way.
Women would say that. No, I'm joking.
Hey, tell us about happiness anyway. We're going to play your song Falling Down very shortly, so we will all hear it.
Okay.
But, yeah, tell us a bit about the band.
We're a three-piece. We got a fourth guy now. He's called Paul. He's from France. He plays with us now. We've got one album out. We got a second album out. Streaming today.
Wow, that's a bit. The way you sort of like let that information out, it's funny. You went, we're a three piece who also has a fourth piece now. We've got a first album out and also a second album.
How's the fourth member going to feel when they go, "Hi, yeah, we're a three piece," and it's like, "But I'm the fourth member. We're a four piece. We're a three piece.
We're now a four piece. Welcome properly
with a fourth member, but we're still definitely a third. We're a three band.
Three piece band with an extra one tagged on. You're not officially in yet, mate.
Yeah,
he's not. I think he'd appreciate where he sits. He's probably in a more special place.
Where does he sit? Outside of the tour bus on his own.
Yeah, he sits on top.
Strapped to it. With one of those
just
sort of elasticy, those things that you, when you go camping, you sort of tie it over and it's sort of, what are they called? Where it hooks under and it keeps all your stuff on top.
Yeah, no, they're good.
They were great to fire at people when you were a child.
Elasticy ropes.
Yeah, elasticy rope. Just tie him down one of those and wheel him on stage.
That's what we do every night. We just mic him up.
There you go. Let his hands free so he can play. And what does he play?
He plays bass mainly.
Bass. Okay.
Oh yes.
But see that? All the stuff.
Yeah.
That's why you can live without that.
And did you? When did you start the band?
We started 2013.
Oh wow!
I think.
How old are you? Out of curiosity.
24.
Oh, you son of a! Oh, I'm jealous. That's a whole 10 years.
How
younger
old are
than
you?
Me. I'm 34, mate.
You're 34. No way.
Yeah.
But he looks 21.
It's minging.
I can't believe it.
I don't like it, mate. I go to festivals and I see people like you on stage and I see me. I feel like some sad old man. Trapped
yeah,
in
well, you should.
Stop it, Hugh.
It's all right. I'm older than you, man. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. Pot kettle black. Pot kettle old.
I was just really enjoying that.
So, how's it? How do you find being on stage? Are you nervous or are you quite relaxed in the whole, in the rock god image?
I'm about as kind of relaxed as a children's party entertainer.
Oh God! Mm. Wow, wait. Yeah.
I'm kind of, you know, like there's, a, I think there's like a nervous energy, but I know I'm there to do the stuff. So yeah. I got to do it.
Yeah. Sounds like sex with me.
Yeah, it is very perfunctory.
That's like, sounds like sex with a lot of people.
There's a nervous energy, but I know I'm there to do the stuff.
Yeah.
So I just get out of the way.
Just do it.
I just panic and scream and just like flail around, and then hopefully, if all goes too well, we both come. But generally, it's just me. Sorry.
Green Man, first of all, it looks incredible. So it's got The Shins, Kate Tempest, PJ Harvey, Ryan Adams,
Daniel Johnston.
Huge.
Daniel Johnston.
Can you believe
he's playing it?
He's playing there.
That's crazy.
I couldn't see him on the flyer.
Yeah.
The most recent one. So I was worried that he'd pulled out or something.
No. I've got a Daniel Johnston tattoo on my back.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Do you?
One of his drawings.
Which one?
It's a little sort of frog alien thing, and it's got a guy on the back
is
saying,
it Jeremiah?
We're going to we'll make it. Can you see it?
Yes.
Basically, a little story about this.
We'll tweet a little photo of it.
Because he's got bipolar like me, and he's mentally ill like me, so I feel a kinship towards the guy.
Oh, that's nice.
You know what I mean?
Cute.
Is it the little frog with the mouth and the two eyes stalk?
It is that, but it's got a boxer on the back, and it says, come on, we'll make it. It just really sung out to me. And I went to a place in Bali called, it's called Taco Tattoo Tuesday, where for £5, you get a taco, a tattoo, and also a load of beers. £5.
That's
pretty good.
That's mint, isn't it?
Yeah.
Honestly, if I'd have been there longer, I'd have been back every week and I'd have been covered in the bloody thing. I'd have been a walking advert for Daniel Johnston.
Mm.
Look, all right, Burke.
Actually, the second last tattoo I got was at a launch of a new tattoo shop. So they were giving away free tattoos.
Really?
Free gin and free
tattoos.
They
must have folded quite quickly with that business plan.
Yeah. Oh, man, it was so funny as well because it was like, it was quite a small shop. So there's maybe like 100 people standing in the lobby waiting to get tattoos because they're free tattoos. And they're normally minimum 150 quid at this place.
Yeah, that's insane.
Right? A bit of a posh one. I think it was like people from like Miami Ink and stuff like that, the TV show on MTV. So there's like 50 people. The very, very first person to get their tattoo was like girl looked in her early mid-20s.
Go on.
So excited. Everyone's so excited. She sits there. She's getting like about a thumb-sized star or something like that, just on her wrist, I think, or something
pathetic.
Like that.
Go on.
Literally went in 10 seconds in, I reckon, bang, out. Just literally fainted cold, like fell on the floor. Everyone's like, turn around. There's about 10 people queuing up after that.
You're just walking over her. Just drag the body into the back and carry on next.
Oh, man, she poor girl. I feel devastated for her.
Have you got any tattoos, Johnny?
Me, no. Did the star just kind of trail off up her arm?
Yeah, halfway through, it's like a little three-angle thing, then a big line where she's passed out.
Yeah, no, exactly.
What is that? Oh, it's a shooting star. It's half a shooting star. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Okay, you sure didn't just pass out mid-tattoo? No. You need to get some tattoos now, Johnny, if you're going to be on stage.
Yeah, I probably do.
You need to just have, like, F the world written on your stomach. Lift your top up and get that out and girls will swoon.
Yep.
Say, God, he's so...
F the world.
F the world. Give the world a big hard effing.
Yeah.
You don't want to swear. You don't want to say fuck the world.
Flirt.
Yeah, flirt. It could be anything. Frig. So frig the world.
Frig.
Frig the world.
Hey, frig's a nice kind of in-between swear word.
Yeah.
Type word that people say.
It is. It's the thing that you can say in front of your mum. You go, oh, mum, you absolute friggin' bitch.
Yeah.
Did you cut? Oh, no, you said friggin'. Oh, that's fine.
You
that's
still
fine.
Said bitch, though. You can't get away with that.
Mum, you friggin' cunt.
Yeah, sorry, I'm joking. You can't say that.
I heard someone say fraggin' the other day. Like, trying to, I'm like, you've already subverted fuckin'. Don't. Now, you'd have to go one beneath friggin' and turn that to fraggin'. We're not going to know where we are. What's next?
No.
Friggin'?
No. It's going to go too far. That's just way too far.
It's too far removed from the original word.
Way too far.
That is too far removed.
Isn't it?
Hey, Johnny, so what other shows have you been doing? We know your Tunnel Vision on your part. Your EP came out last year. What else has the band been up to?
We just came back from America.
Wow!
Nice.
Yes, 2-3 days ago. I'm very jet lagged.
Oh my God, whereabouts did you go?
I'm not good. We were at South by Southwest.
Sick! Mate, I'm so jet. How was that?
That was fun.
That was a nice direct answer.
Chat, yeah.
That was fun.
Next.
That was good. Isn't there some like amazing? Isn't the way that like South by Southwest works? Everyone like you have to hire a house a little bit far out, and then everyone has house parties.
Yeah, we stayed with a friend of ours.
Oh,
but he had a house party. It was nice. He's got a dog.
Oh, beautiful. Wow. Brilliant. That must have been a rocking house party. Just you and a dog.
It was rock. It was basically just us and the dog.
The dog got shaved.
Sounds like my 16th birthday. It was really sad.
Oh, God. Just you and a dog.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't call her that.
No, joking, sounds sorry. A bit like my 21st birthday.
Oh, God.
Can we not talk about birthdays in the 20s? I've forgotten about mine. No,
is that
ago.
Why your band's called Happiness? Because it's like irony, like, you know, calling a really, really huge guy tiny, that sort of thing? Because we're actually both no. really, really sad about our failed birthday parties.
No.
Where did the name come from?
It comes from a song by a guy called Brute Force.
Okay.
He was on Apple Records for, like, one single, and there was a swear word in it, and the world didn't like that, so they didn't put it out. They
might have
put
it
out, but they didn't push it very hard, and then and he's kind of just been like hanging out ever since.
Oh, just because of what swear word was it? Do you know? Wasn't fragging? Wasn't fragging?
It was fragging.
It wasn't even. It wasn't even a swear. He had a song called "The King of Fuck."
Oh, the Ooh. King of what?
And so in the song he says "fucking."
Oh.
See?
Oh, that's clever.
It is clever.
He's trying to find a loophole in the language system.
Yeah, 100%.
And he's thought, hang on a minute, I can say the word fucking here. It's like when you're at school and you go, what, you can't do me for it? What? Yeah. I'm just saying, bitch, it's a female dog.
Yeah.
What are you saying, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Well, it's like, yes. Anyway.
Precisely. But the world was cottoned on pretty quick.
Oh, no. And then took his career from him and ruined his life.
Yeah. But he's got an awesome song called Hello, Moscow.
Oh, wow.
He's American.
Nice.
Oh, I see. So it's political as well, was it?
It's actually almost the opposite.
The opposite of politics? I'm trying to think what that would look like.
It's kind of like, chill out on the politics, everyone.
Okay, fine. Fine.
Hey, I'm going to play Falling Down right now by your bad self, Johnny Allen from Happiness. Mate, what's the best place for people to find everything about you guys online? We know. Is it true you've got a new album coming out next week as well?
We do. Yeah, it's coming out next week, and it should be streaming as of about an hour ago on the internet.
Cool, mate. On
our Facebook, probably.
So can people jump on and BitTorrent it before it gets released?
Sorry?
Nothing.
Yeah, so what is on torrent? Yeah, sorry, yeah. No, don't do that. Please, for God's sake, support artists.
Legend, of course, 100%.
Yeah, and, yeah.
Amazing, man. So, where was the best place for everyone to go online, find all about you, and maybe have a little listen to the album?
The Facebook, probably, facebook.com.
Yep.
/happinessmusic, with a Y, because copyright.
Ah, okay, of course. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Amazing, man. Well, thank you so much, and have a great time at Green Mountain Festival.
Yes, enjoy.
Thank you.
Send our love to Blanca.
Yeah. Legend.
All right.
Thanks, Johnny.
Cheers, mate. Thanks
Peace
a lot.
And love.
Bye.
See ya.
Oh, nice guy. Make sure you go and check it out. Happiness. Try to catch a show. Look out for the new album. Lovely guys. Coming up next, we got Sub of the Day, and here's Happiness right now, Falling Down on FUBAR Subculture Club.
True light of the heart.
with Falling Down, the name of that one. Johnny Allen just joined us a few minutes ago on FUBAR Subculture Club. Hugh with you, and Rich Hardesty. Oh, there we go. Got there in the end. Jesus. Filling in for Michael this week. Listen. Yeah. We've only got about 10 minutes left now. Then Johanna James and Noel Clark going to take over up next for Back Row and Chill. FUBAR love giving away tickets.
Oh, don't they just love it? Literally.
We've got a pair of weekend camping tickets to give away for Blue Dot Festival, which is featuring Alt-J, Orbital, Pixies.
Oh, wow.
So much good stuff. Huge, huge lineup on Mr. Scruff, DJ Yoda, Nightmares on Wax. It's going to be absolutely killer. It's 7th, 8th, and the 9th of July. All you got to do is follow FUBAR Radio on Twitter and retweet the post, which will be going out very, very soon. And you can find out more details at FUBARradio.com. But Blue Dot Festival, man, it's going to be sick. And
wow.
Pair of tickets for the whole weekend.
Blue Dot, what is Blue Dot? Is that something to do with, isn't that a Carl Sagan quote, the pale blue dot? That's what, like, the Earth.
I think it's to do with the GPS.
Oh, really?
Pretty sure it's to do with Google Maps.
Yeah.
Google Maps Festival.
Just check your phone and you'll look like a little blue dot when you'll be there.
No worries. Oh, I also just found out as well, Noel Clark is away today. Johanna's co-host is going to be Alexa Wall. Lovely. Oh. Nice one. Okay, quickly, before we jump into Sub of the Day.
Yep.
Mate, we need to find out what happened with Joey Page last week because
Well,
we're trying to troll him.
You'll be happy to know that he's got his cereal back. It was unharmed. It did not go out the window. He called me back straight away after the show and redeemed himself. I went to meet him at Costa Coffee.
Yeah.
I'm not plugging that unless you want to send me free coffee.
We should just say first that he had messaged him several times. You and Joey are friends.
He ignored five of my texts.
Ignoring you.
The only way to get him was to threaten to throw his oats that I found in the food bar cupboard. I said they were going to go out the window if he didn't call me back.
And he jumped to it, didn't he?
Quick as a gun, there he is. A man who knows his oats.
Yeah.
I went to meet him and we actually saw a fight outside Costa before we did it. Yes, bruv, yes, bruv, sort of like that, sort of like they were all, kissing, like always blowing kisses at me. I don't think they must fancy me or something. Anyway, one of the guys got smacked of his scooter. We watched that for 5 minutes, watched the guy get his head stoved in, then went for an iced coffee.
That sounds like a really bonding experience. You guys are cool now?
Yeah, it's just, that's what we do. We're bloody. It's good. The world we live in. You see a man get slapped off a scooter, then you go and have a nice latte.
Good. All right, quick. So, I didn't really get a chance to try to become your best friend. Is there anything I could do right now to try to knock off Andy, your best mate? And
don't be knocking
Joey.
People off for a start. Don't knock people off.
I'm going to knock them off.
That's the thing. The last thing I want to see is one friend knock another friend off.
I'm going to knock them off.
Yeah, it sounds rude.
What could I do? Can I do anything? Maybe, what about if
knock me off if you want to be better now, I'm joking. that's part of Andy's quota that he has to do to make sure our friendship just carries on. He has to knock me off once a day.
Yeah.
Ideally in the morning so I can get up and then get on about my business.
I'm going to knock you off.
Yeah.
That's how I can be your best friend.
Yeah, and maybe you could just loan me money when I want it.
Yeah.
And that'd be good if you could just, if something dangerous has to be done and that I have to do, if you could do that instead of me so I don't have to risk my life.
Yeah, I can do that.
Just generally laugh at all my jokes. That's very important.
Yeah, I can definitely do that.
Yeah. Mate, all the spots open when you're ready.
I'm done. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So welcome aboard, BFF.
Yay!
Cool.
Exciting.
But do not ever expect me to do anything for you.
I wouldn't.
Okay, good.
Very low self-esteem.
Let's be friends.
So I have very low self-esteem. Even if you did something for me, I would. It would just make me hate myself more because I don't deserve it.
You are the perfect friend for me.
Perfect. All right, let's jump into Sub of the Day.
I'm gonna order a sub.
Sub of the Day with Hugh, ready for collection.
All right, Sub of the Day. Of course, Subculture Club. We pick a weird subculture to look at each week. This is a great one.
Okay.
I'm quite excited about this. There is a group of people, not specifically from any one place, but they come together from all different parts of the world because they are elevator enthusiasts. And
what?
They dedicate, this group is dedicated to traveling around the world and riding elevators and documenting their experiences on YouTube.
Oh.
And the channel has over 1,000 subscribers.
Really?
So it's definitely a subculture because it's not mainstream.
Is it a sexual thing or is it?
Definitely
just
not. They just really, really love
the
elevators.
Buzz off it. They should get a job in an office like doing that thing that Michael J. Fox does on The Secret of My Success where he just has to go and deliver mail to people in like a big skyscraper.
Oh,
they could ride it all day long.
That's a
really good idea.
Or be a bellboy.
A bell. I mean, wouldn't that? Surely that's the dream job, right?
That must be to them. Like, how has he done it?
Imagine, like, as soon as someone gets in the elevator,
living the dream, dude.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Hey, have you ever noticed in elevators you get on and they're made by a group called Schindler? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah. Schindler's lifts.
Yeah, I'm like. Are they having some sort of laugh?
No, they must
with that?
Be. Yeah, they must be.
They must thought, this is a bit cheeky.
No, I know, yeah.
Hey, yeah, no one's going to notice this. Everyone's noticed it.
Everybody literally knows that.
Wow.
Yeah, quite weird. I mean, a good on them, I guess.
Where are they based?
They're from all around the world. They just come together and they literally just go around and try to find different kinds of elevators.
Do they have to, like, because it's not like there's some things where, like, you know, there's subcultures where people do base jumping where they travel the world, they break into buildings and jump off, and that sounds exciting. But to break into a building and just ride the elevator,
I know,
seems, to be honest, wank.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. And, like, what if the elevators are closed? You'd have to break in and then ask them, sorry, we've just broken in to use your elevator. Could you just make sure it's open and on?
Yeah.
Right? And then go away because we're breaking in.
We're breaking in, please. Yeah. Can you turn your back and give us the keys and, like, pretend that we've broken in? Yeah, that's odd.
I mean, elevators, gotta be honest, they're kind of fun. They're pretty thrilling. You know, I get a little bit claustrophobic, so every time I'm in one, I feel like I'm doing something dangerous.
Yeah, maybe it's something to do with that, like the threat of what could go wrong.
Yeah.
The buzz. Oh.
And then there's also, you always, when you're in an elevator as well, you've got to, you know, prepare your escape plan in case you get locked in there. You're like, oh, I've got to go through the hatch at the top.
Yeah.
And then climb up the wires.
Like John McClane.
Exactly like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's the thing I've always been scared of. When it jams and just leaves a gap that big and you have to, like, squeeze out of it onto the floor, it's like half, it's not quite met the floor yet.
I love it. Hey, Rich, we're just about out of time. Johanna is going to take over up next with Alexa Wall. Thank you so much.
No worries.
You've done an absolutely stellar job filling in the last couple of weeks. Michael is back next week.
Oh.
But Rich Hardesty, love you, mate. Have you had fun being back on FUBAR?
Absolutely loved it. It's
brilliant.
Been absolutely brilliant, yeah.
All right.
Love it.
Have a lovely weekend. Stick around. Stay back for chill for back row and chill. And we'll catch you next week. Going to leave you with Hits Blunt. Have an amazing weekend. Go to FUBARradio.com.
Do you want to get high?
This is fire. Here, pass the blunt, my nigga.
Hey, take your shades off.
I can't do that.
Oh, man, that's good.
Yeah.
What's happening to my feet, man? They're really small, bro. Oh, man.
No, you're not. They are small.
Oh, here they are.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
What
are
like girls'
feet? Like baby's booties.
Oh, my God. So hungry, man. I would eat anything, even if it was off the floor right now. I've just got the munchies so bad. I gotta eat myself.
Oh.
If I did eat myself, though, would I be twice as big, or would I completely disappear?
Mind equals blow.
I don't know, man.
I think if I ate myself, I'd lose weight.
Oh, God.
So gangster. That's how gangster you are.
No. Hey, man. You know, like, gangsters like Crips and Bloods. Can Crips donate blood?
Fuck. Oh, God, I don't know.
I mean, they would if they want to, but can they?
That's confusing, isn't it?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Hey, I just thought of something as well.
What?
Apparently, your blood is blue until it comes out of the vein. Is that red or blue blood they've got?
Shit, man, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Shit, man.
It's so strong.
What is it?
Did you put bath salts in this again, man? Oh, shit, man.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling good, man.
Oh, dude.
I think I'm blind.
You've got your eyes closed again.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Fuck, I was close.
Do you know, I was thinking the other day.
Oh, it's
you know,
so good.
People say we're having a whale of a time. I don't think whales have much of a very good time. They're always moaning. Always.
I was born in Wales.
I'm half Welsh.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Shit. Oh, I think my mum is like a humpback or some shit.
No, that's how you were conceived.
Oh, man, I don't want to think about my parents on the job. I'm still angry at my dad for doing my mum.
Oh,
I'll never forgive him.
The motherfucker.
All right, I'm going down the office. Do you want anything? Do you want some crisps?
Yeah, Frazzles.
You get some Frazzles.
Oh, yeah.
Later, my bro.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.